that we live a time and one day cease to exist, never having any comfort when a loved one passes on, or run out of hope for what lies beyond. It's hard to imagine if hope wasn't there, if grace and forgiveness weren't found anywhere, if no place in heaven was prepared for us. It's hard to imagine a life without Jesus. Imagine if all of our hopes and dreams were resting on the same old failed man-made schemes. Convinced that we'll make it on our own when we figure out that one thing that won't let us down. It's the same old lie that constantly is whispered in our ears, never bringing hope but only more fear. It's hard to imagine if hope wasn't there, if grace and forgiveness weren't found anywhere, if no place in heaven was prepared for us. It's hard to imagine a life without Jesus. Life is more than flesh and bone. There is purpose, there is hope, reaching out beyond this mortal veil. And surely heaven waits for us when in Christ we place our trust, giving us the hope that never fails. Imagine if we had to live our lives only trusting in the things that we see with our eyes. It's hard to imagine if hope wasn't there, if grace and forgiveness weren't found anywhere, if no place in heaven was prepared for us. It's hard to imagine a life. Oh, it's hard to imagine a life without Jesus.
I think we're in the wrong key with the bells.
Foundation, went for me the hope of my salvation. So what? what I need to do is fully trust in you without any reservations. I am the claim, you are the power. Your higher ways are so much higher. You think by now that I should know better. Surrender, surrender. I'm the claim, you are the power. Your higher ways are so much higher. You think by now that I should know. Surrender it all, surrender it all to the one. Surrender who made me, saved me, gave me his all. I surrender it all. Oh. I am the king, you are the power. Your higher ways are so much higher.
Strength is through, he'll carry you and take you from the depths to by the morning sun. I can't help but praise you for the new day that's just begun. But one thing I have to smile about with the advent of a new day is that the hands of time keep winding down and you'll soon be heading our way. It's the sunrise closer to heaven, the sunset closer to you, and when the clock chimes up at the this day is through, it will be one day closer. Another day to look up, gaze at the blue, and as I watch the sun move across it, I dream it's you. But when the sun goes down in a colorful blaze and gives way to a starry sky, I'll still rest assured in the promise you made that your return is drawing nigh. It's a sunrise closer to heaven, a sunset closer to you, and when the clock chimes up at the says this day is through, it will be one day closer, one day closer, every day we're one day closer. And one thing I have to smile about with the advent of a new day is that the hands of time keep winding down and you'll soon be heading our way. It's a sunrise closer to heaven, a sunset closer to you, and when the clock chimes up at the midnight hour, it says this day is through. It's a sunrise closer to heaven, a sunset closer to you, clock chimes up at the midnight hour. It says this day is through, it will be one day closer.
Bless your worship.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful morning the Lord has blessed us with. It's a nice cool morning as we get ready to have the day heat up. And it's also a good day just because of the fact that His mercies remain fresh and new for us today too. Wouldn't it be great to have someone fighting in our corner, who has our back, who gives us a strong or a gentle nudge depending on the situation? Thankfully, we do have such a person, even when we're not aware of what that person is doing, or even at times we may question what that person is doing in and with our life. Well, that person is Jesus. He still is fighting in our corner. He still has our back. And on this Ascension Sunday of our Lord, we are reminded of this all-important life-sustaining truth. And also then help us celebrate the Ascension of our Lord. We welcome the Batista family as they help us sing a new song unto the Lord this day. And to the mothers among us, may the Lord continue to lift you up for the task that you have. Let us join together in the prayer for worship on page 3 of our worship bulletin. We pray together.
Praise to you, O God, maker of all things. You gave me life and breath. You sent your Son to cleanse me from sin and your Spirit to make me glad. Thank you for providing me with all that I need to live. To you be honor and glory and praise now and forever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord.
A delicate bloom and a songbird that greets the new morning. A cascading stream flowing through fields of green and the mountains that rise up before them. And oh, so many ways the beauty of life has shined on. Yet I know of one thing that surpasses by far the beauty I've seen. The most beautiful thing I know is the cross with the Savior who died for us all, and the blood that flowed from his hands and feet and the wounds he so that we'd be redeemed. This is the most beautiful thing. I've stood on the edge of a grand precipice, overwhelmed by the span of creation. Then sat teary-eyed while the sun paints the sky as it settles beyond the horizon. And I'm still so amazed at the beauty that life has shined on my face. But one thing stands alone, unrivaled and incomparable. The most beautiful thing I know is the cross with the Savior who died for us all, and the blood that flowed from his hands and feet and the wounds he bore so that we'd be redeemed. This is the most beautiful thing. Is the cross with the Savior who died for us all, and the blood that flowed from his hands and feet and the wounds he bore so that we'd be redeemed. This is the most beautiful thing. This most beautiful thing.
We worship today in the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord. Let us worship Him.
Sing
to the Lord, you saints of His. Praise His holy name.
I will praise
you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples.
For praise is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music.
Make music to the Lord with the harp and sound the singing. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King.
The heavens
declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the highest above.
I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise.
Please join us singing, How Great Thou Art.
Right.
We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. But we
have disobeyed Him and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against You and do not deserve to be called Your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to Your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will.
Standing.
On this Sunday, we celebrate the Ascension of our Lord, a reading from Holy Scripture from the book of Acts, the first chapter, where Jesus, one more time in the flesh, encourages his disciples to be his witnesses. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." The word of the Lord.
We turn to our reflection verse. "For he chose us in him
before the creation of the world."
You knew me from the start. and that you planned out everything, all because you thought of me.
Grace has been shown to us. We, in turn, then, are to be witnesses of this grace that God has for all people. A reading from Holy Scripture, Ephesians 4. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. The word of the Lord. In our reflection verse, this is how God showed his love among us. This is love. Not that we loved God,
but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning
sacrifice for our sins. I never fully understood why you agreed to save us when you knew the price you had to pay was pain beyond endurance. I know if I were in your shoes, I wouldn't hesitate to leave this world of fools. Endured our guilt and shame. really could have left us. You never did. You never budged an inch. You never did. Oh, you never even flinched. You could have left us all. You never did. You really could have left us. You really could have left us. But you never did.
I invite you to stand as Abel for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Jesus returning to heaven was part of the plan. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the Scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
In our reflection verse, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation."
There's a sound rising up through the air, drowning out the bitter cry of despair, bellowing over the voice of fear. It's the sound of hope, resonating out where the hurting are. It echoes through the walls of a broken heart, penetrating down through the deepest scar. It's the sound of hope. It's the sweet, sweet sound of a sinner's praise when their wayward soul is found. As they sing a song of amazing grace, all their voices arise in a sweet, sweet sound. It echoes to the tops of cathedral halls, reverberating out through the chapel walls, the streets like a distant call. It's the sound of hope. It beckons to the hearts of a world in need, telling them the story of the redeemed, proclaiming that Jesus has set them free. It's the sound of hope. It's the sweet, sweet sound of a sinner's praise when their wayward soul is found. As they sing a song of amazing grace, all their voices rise in a sweet, sweet sound. praises in the name of Jesus, and our hallelujahs ring in a sweet, sweet sound.
Sweet, sweet,
sweet, sweet sound.
Sweet, sweet,
a sweet, sweet sound. It's the sweet, sweet sound of a sinner's praise when their wayward soul is found. As they sing a song of amazing grace, all their voices rise. In the sweet, sweet sound of a sinner's praise when their wayward soul is found. As they sing a song of amazing grace, all their voices rise. Sweet, sweet sound.
Sweet,
a sweet, sweet sound.
Sweet, sweet,
a sweet, sweet sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
May that amazing grace and that peace beyond understanding remain ours in great abundance. And it can and does. Thanks to Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior. And it's in His name that we continue our focus on the Scriptures this morning, directing our attention back to the words from Acts. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who thanks to God's grace and through the work of the Holy Spirit, using the means of grace, the gospel itself in word and also in sacrament of baptism and reassuring us through the sacrament of the Lord's Supper of that gift of faith and that grace, may that continue to keep us in this life to the next. See something, say something. Know something, say something. What would our society be like if we would actually follow through on that encouragement? And witnesses would be able to step up and say what they saw or what they know. But as we know in our society, it's not always safe or wise in some cases to say what we see and know. And so we end up with a society that we have. Well, that see something, know something, can also be applied to the Word of God. Jesus has our eyes focused on His truth through the Word of God. He enlightens us through the work of the Holy Spirit of His truths that are in the Word of God. And He encourages us then, see something, say something. You know something, say something. But He also knows that's easier said than done in our society today. Nothing new under the sun. It's never been easy. Even for Him, it was not easy, but that did not stop Him from going forward and proclaiming what He knows and what He sees. And so He gives us an ongoing reminder and encouragement to say what we know, to be His witnesses, even when we're challenged as we give that witness. But we can be that witness because of the work of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit consists of the fact that He enlightens us, first of all, with that gift of faith. Faith really is that receiving hand of all the blessings that God gives to us At the heart of that is the forgiveness of sins, and where there's forgiveness of sins, there's a new way of looking at this life, how to go through it, and also then the gift of eternal salvation. The Holy Spirit enlightens us and says, those gifts are yours, thanks to Jesus. And what we say then, through the gift of faith, such become our very own. And so he enlightens us through the word about what Jesus has done for us and continues to hold out to us so that we can grow up in that faith and have the gift of eternal life, and in the meantime then be witnesses of this gift that we have been given and God wants to give to all people. The Holy Spirit then enlightens us in what that faith provides, the forgiveness of sins. And why do we need the forgiveness of sins? Well, because there is sin in the world. Where do we see evidence of that sin? Right in our own heart. We don't have to go far, do we? It's from the heart, Jesus said, come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, and so forth. And so we need to check our own heart. But we don't do that on our own. The Holy Spirit is the one then who uses the law of God to convict us of that sin that is in our heart and say, yes, you are the one who is guilty. And it doesn't have to be such open sins, right? It can be the sins of gossiping, kind of a roundaway belittling the reputation of someone else by getting other people to think less of that person. Or maybe it's even our own thoughts about what they're wearing or what they said or what they're doing or did not do. Can you believe that? I would never do such a thing. And so the Holy Spirit needs to convict us of such open sins and secret sins. And he does. And thankfully he does. He does that not to make us feel bad and stay in that state of mind, but rather to lift us up out of our sins and our despair and put the focus where it needs to be, on the cross of Christ and the forgiveness that has been won for us. And that forgiveness that you and I have for our own sins and how that makes us a better person. Not because of what we have done, but because of what Christ has done for us and gives to us through the gospel. Don't we want that for our family and friends and neighbors and strangers? And by the grace of God, we say, yes, we do. And thanks to the work of the Holy Spirit in us, we can do just that. We can be his witnesses. But in order to be his witnesses, what also needs to take place? In addition to the work of the Holy Spirit connecting us to the grace of God, that grace rooted in the forgiveness of sins and the work of Jesus, well, it consists of remaining connected to that grace, nurturing that faith through an ongoing diet of the Word of God. You ever tried driving in rain or in snow with bald tires? How far are you gonna get and keep that traction? Bald tires aren't designed for rain and for snow. And if you're going up the Sierra and you got those bald tires and you're at that steep incline and you hit that ice, where are you going? Not forward, but backward. If we're not growing in the Word, we're not holding, we're going backwards. And so we need to stay connected. And the Holy Spirit prompts us to stay connected. When we're tempted to hit that snooze alarm, he prods us that it'll be worth it. You'll be fed through the Word of God. Or, you know, so-and-so is going to be at that service and you're not getting along with that person so well, so maybe you should just not go and avoid that person. But then the Spirit reminds us, well, who needs to take the lead in offering peace and reconciliation? And how's that going to happen if you don't go and face that person? We need to be nurtured through the Word, and not just a little bit, but ongoing nurturing. And as we are in the Word being nurturing, the Lord reminds us what happens. The light bulb continually goes on. He opens our mind to His Word and understanding His Word more and more. We'll never get to a point where we'll know it all on this side of heaven, but that should not stop us from digging into the Scriptures. And we do want to dig deeper. Digging deeper is not meant we're going to find some mystery truths that are going to be revealed by the Da Vinci Code or something like that. Digging deeper means just getting into the Word more and more. It means having some tread on your tires. There really should be nothing new revealed to us in the Scriptures. It'll be new to us if we've never read the Scriptures. But we're not going to add or subtract or change the meaning to the Scriptures. We're not supposed to. Now, people do. But in order for us to recognize when people do that, we need to be in the Scriptures ourselves and to know what those Scriptures say. But too often, we're dealing with Christians who are Christians light. They dabble in the Word, and so they're easily led astray by this cunning teaching or by that cunning personality, when they really need to be led by the Spirit and dig deeper into the Scriptures. And that's why you're here. And that's why we continue to read the Scriptures on our own through the week, or gather together with friends and family to grow in that Word through Bible study. Well, we can use the reflection questions or meditations or Forward in Christ articles or whatever it might be to help us keep grip on our tires. And as we do that, we can then, thanks to the Spirit, be witnesses to people everywhere. Why? Because Jesus wants people everywhere to know what He knows, to know what He has done for them through the cross and sealed by the empty tomb, and what He continues to do for them from His throne in heaven. He continues to intercede for us each time we sin, openly or secretly. And we say, "Lord, I am sorry I have sinned." He reminds His Father, "Lord, I paid for that one too." And then through the Spirit, He reminds us, go and sin no more. Be My witnesses. Witnesses of that truth that gives you freedom. And not only can give you freedom, but can give freedom to people everywhere who are burdened and weighed down by the guilt of sin, who are entrapped by sin, who feel like there's no way out of the sin that they are in, but there is through Jesus Christ. And so those who say, "How could God ever forgive me, a wretched sinner that I am?" remind them it's not how they feel about their sin. It's not the power that they have within themselves to be forgiven. That forgiveness comes outside of them through what Jesus has done. Don't sell short the blood of Jesus. Now, He is aware that not everyone wants to be connected to Him, that not everyone sees the benefit of what He has done on the cross and sealed by the tomb, and not everyone thinks that He is in control as He is sitting at the throne of God in heaven. He's aware of that. And we see evidence of that each and every day as evil seems to become even more celebrated and good seems to be tossed aside. All the more, then, why we need to be witnesses led by the Spirit to focus on the truth and the knowledge of Jesus that He gives to us through His Word, so that people can recognize evil for what it is and stand up for the truth. And whether they are threatened or not, for their good and our good, see something, say something. Know something, say something. Now, as we go and be His witnesses, this also needs to be intentional. We are to be prepared for any situation, and we can be prepared. I mean, think of the creeds that we say week in and week out. Just taking a statement from those creeds can be a talking point with somebody. Or even the Lord's Prayer that we say and know so well. whatever version that might be. We can use a phrase of that and use that as a talking point. Or we can use a passage like John 3:16, which people even put up at football games, and use that as a talking point. Now we want to get to that talking point. How do we get there? How do you strike up a conversation? And when you strike up those conversations, whatever it might be, over a cup of coffee or inviting them over to your backyard, or maybe it's in a letter or whatever it might be, some means of communication, to intentionally try to figure out a way to share your faith. And then as you share your faith, and again, maybe a Bible passage or a biblical encouragement at the end of an email or text or letter or whatever, to pray that that will take root in the hearts of those you wanted to take root in. So not just speak, but also pray. And it needs to be intentional as we witness, no matter who we are. And on this Mother's Day, who is encouraged to be a witness? And it's not always easy to be the mothers. It's a challenge to be that faithful witness. Sometimes you just want to run and hide, to give up on those responsibilities. But you can't. And the strength to do such doesn't come from you, it comes from the Lord. So the encouragement is to be in the Word yourself so that you can be that witness. And that witness also includes at times saying to your kids, "I'm sorry. For not being the witness I should be." It applies to dads too. Grandparents, whoever you might be. And what did the Lord say? Even though you are a faithful witness as a mother, a father, a grandfather, a human being, a Christian, sometimes your heart will be ripped out. Your child will turn away. But as long as there's breath, there's hope. So continue to pray. Continue to be that witness. For that is what God has called us and equipped us to be. Dear friends, Jesus has not left us to ourselves. He is still in control, even though it may not seem like it. He is still providing. He is still interceding. And he will do all these things until the end of time as we know it. And it may get worse until that time comes. But when that time does come, what a day it will be. And we with Jesus want more people to be on the right side of that day. And so, yes, you are a witness for that purpose. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. We join in a confession of our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed on page 8.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
Again, thank you for your gifts that are given to the Lord through your offerings as we locally and then globally through our congregation mission offerings seek to be those witnesses that God has called us to be. We pray. Lord God, our maker and preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us each day.
We are not worthy of all the mercies you show us.
You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature.
We thank you for those who teach and preach your saving truth at this place and everywhere. Grant them a rich measure of patience, wisdom, and love.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them.
Heal those who are sick, cheer those who are sad, calm those who are distressed, and comfort all who are old and infirm.
Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being. Lord, take our silver and our gold, not a mite would we withhold. Take our intellect and use every power as you shall choose. Take our love, we pour at your feet its treasure store. Take ourselves and we will be ever only all for you. We thank you, Lord, for those who are able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth. As you have watched over them through life to this point, we trust you will continue to watch over them. The love between a husband and a wife is also a gift from you. May those couples among us able to celebrate this gift be renewed in their love for each other, reflecting this in their words and actions. We also praise you, O God, for the gift of mothers. You have promised to be their strength and outlet during the days of raising a child. Continue to grant mothers everywhere the ability to meet their responsibilities with love, devotion, and joy. May we not take motherhood for granted or apologize for the important role they serve in this world of yours. Help them stay the course. Provide support through family and friends. Forgive them for times of selfishness and complaining. Refresh them with your love shown in Jesus, their Redeemer and ours. Thank you, Lord, for watching over Marty Puckett during the medical procedure he went through this week. Bless his rehab so that he can get back to what he loves to do. Bring surgical success to Susan, the sister of Steve Ennis. May not only the procedure go well, but also the rehab. Grant her patience to endure the pain and the process of healing. And since you call to yourself in heaven our brother Eldon Pawson, we thank you for the life you had given him while among us, and especially for the life you have given him through Jesus. Comfort the survivors with the hope of heaven, not only for Eldon, but which also has been won for them and us all. And now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you, that we may serve you in whatever
also pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Please join us singing Amazing Grace.
We pray. Almighty God, I am humbled and amazed that you love me so much that you chose me from eternity.
Sent your Son to pay the price for my sins and found me while I was a lost and wayward sinner. Help me now to live a life of gratitude for all you have done for me. Give me a caring heart to love and seek the lost, and share my hope of salvation with those who have no hope. Make me faithful in my daily life, so that all I say and do may glorify you. Amen.
A reflection verse. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love.
He said, lay down your nets and come follow me without regard for what lies ahead.
And we should never look back, just trust and believe that he'll lead us to the promised land.
And as we take his hand and go on the path to heaven's home, we may venture out into the unknown. But there is joy in the journey, an amazing life to live, when we're called by the Savior to come and follow him. Though we hope for the future and the glory that awaits, let us live in this moment and embrace each step we take. But we follow in his footsteps. There is joy in the journey. Tired and worn to carry on and take one more step. But our strength is in Christ, and we cling to the hope that soon we will be at heaven's gate. And what a glorious day when we'll be at our journey's end, and our own eyes will finally see heaven. But there is joy in the journey, an amazing life to live, when we're called by the Savior to come and follow him. Though we hope for the future and the glory that awaits, let us live in this moment and embrace each step we take. When we follow in his footsteps, there is joy in the journey. We live a life of gratitude for the new life that he gave. We fill our voice with thankfulness for the price he had to pay. We join our hearts to worship him and praise the Holy One. And we lift him up to all the world and tell what he has done. There is joy in the journey, an amazing life to live, when we're Savior to come and follow him. Though we hope for the future and the glory that awaits, let us live in this moment and embrace each step we take. When we follow in his footsteps, there is joy in the journey.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace, live in harmony with one another, serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Please join us in our closing hymn, In Christ Alone.
Through the face and sky and sun.
Thank you to Stephen and Marissa Renee for helping us sing a new song to the Lord this day. Appreciate that very much. And he'll have a few words to say in a moment after a couple of announcements here. Bible study continues. Handouts for the Bible study, you can find where you found the bulletins on the west side entrance there. Men's breakfast this coming Friday at 6:30 at the Black Bear Diner. Keep that in mind. And then the spring performance, there's a showing on Friday at 6 o'clock. And you can call the office for more details about that. And then Saturday, the performance will be repeated, and that's connected to then the soiree. So those who have tickets, you'll be able to see that spring performance then on Saturday. Weekly news for other things that are going on here at church and school during the week and weeks ahead. You can check that out. We'll skip the Wells Connection at this time. And to our mothers, again, a blessed Mother's Day. Today, not only, but every day, may your day be blessed, even as you go through the challenging times. Remember the good times and remember the forgiveness that is yours as well. Dear sir.
Thank you, Pastor. First of all, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I also want to say thank you so much for allowing us to come and worship with you this morning. We are about 4 years late. A little over 4 years ago, we were heading here. This was our next event when the whole country shut down, March of 2020. And so it's good to finally make it back. This is where my family lives, so it's kind of a double blessing and be able to worship with you and see our family. I just wanted to kind of give a little background of who we are, just for those of you that don't know who we are. My wife and I and our 9 children and our 120-pound dog and our cat used to travel around the country doing this music ministry full-time. We've been doing the music ministry for about 13 years, but the first 8 years we traveled full-time in a little travel trailer that we pulled behind our van. And we've been to all of the lower 48 states. We've shared our music with congregations all throughout the country. And we're very blessed to be able to do this. We're doing it a little differently now since the pandemic. We did settle in a little farmhouse up in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, which is where my wife is from. The house is not much bigger than our trailer, but at least it's anchored to the ground. And so we're still doing this music ministry full time, just a little differently than we used to do it. We have a very simple mission statement that guides us and that keeps us focused on what we're doing as we travel around the country. And that mission statement is very simply to use my original Christ-centered music that I write and the gifts that God has given me and my family to enlighten the lost and encourage the found. And I hope that we've done that to some degree, that you found the music to be encouraging and uplifting and maybe even enlightening. If you'd like to help support our music mission, I want to tell you a couple ways you can do that. We are kind of like PBS. We're a listener-supported station. We don't ever require honorariums from congregations. We don't want money to be a reason why a small congregation with limited budget might say no. So we actually come free of charge, but we do this for a living. This is how we make our living. And so we rely on God's people to help keep our music ministry going. So if you are interested in helping us in that regard, help us keep our music mission going, there's a free will offering basket as you go out of the sanctuary. That's the main way we are able to continue our music ministry. And there's also CDs available on the table right in the narthex there. I have 5 professionally produced CDs. Most of them they're mainly original Christ-centered music, but some of them have some traditional, like our Christmas CD has traditional carols in it. Our last CD that I made during the pandemic called I Am Home has a version of Be Still My Soul in it that Marissa sings. And so, I think it's really good Christ-centered, refreshing music that's a good alternative to what's on the radio now. We would love it if you would like to be blessed by the music long after we're gone to take home some of our music. The CDs are $15 each. All the proceeds go to help support our music ministry. Each CD contains a digital download code, so you can load that on your mobile device. If you do not want the CD, if you are one of the growing numbers of people that don't have a CD player anymore, we also offer just the digital download codes for $10 each. So check them out. We can take all forms of payment, including Venmo. So if you would like to support us in that regard, see my family. We'll be at the table after we dismiss here. I also wanted to mention Marissa, who sings with me, and she does it free of charge as well. I don't pay her. She's trying to make a living as a portrait artist, and she's got some artwork available on the table up there of her original artwork that she's done. But she also, the main way she makes her living in her business is to do portraits for people. So if you are interested in a portrait of you or your family or your pet or whatever, a motorcycle, she's done it all. I mean, just talk to Marissa and see what she might be able to do for you. That's pretty much it. With that, did I miss anything? No, with that, I just thank you so much for allowing us to be here. And may the Lord bless your Sunday. And once again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Thank you.